Millennials, what's wrong with you? And by that, I mean, what's wrong with us? 317-239-1009. Hooters is losing business. They're shutting down locations slowly, and they're just having less and less traffic, less people going there. And the reason why, according to a study and research, is that millennials aren't into boobs. They don't really want to see them or go there.
Care if they don't match, or one's bigger than the other. You can show me one, and I'll imagine the other. Even if you're really old, there's nothing wrong. Don't be sad, your boobs ain't bad. They're just a little long. Show them to me. Show them to me.
They're saying now that millennials are really into the, you know, the booty.
Booty, 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 right, you never will. Booty, 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 right, you never will.
And my thing is, okay, Hooters obviously is all about Hooters or boobs, the way you say that, but if you go to a Hooters, I mean, have you ever been to a Hooters before?
They have booty shorts on.
Yeah, you could see their butt. Like, it's right there if that's what you're looking for.
I've never been to a Hooters.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that by choice or just never had that chance?
I mean, I never did because obviously my parents would never, ever, ever take me there. And then it was just kind of like, I just never really went and I just really don't have any desire to. I don't really like that kind of food.
You don't like chicken wings?
No.
All right, Cecilia, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and if you want to join in the conversation, 317-239-1009. Are millennials kind of over Hooters? Are they not going to restaurants like that anymore? You actually work at one or used to?
Yeah, I am a former Hooters girl. I did it about 3 years ago for a summer in between my freshman and sophomore year of college. And
what, just before you go on, we need to know your measurements. What is your bra size? Because isn't that a requirement?
Wait, if I would have asked that, let the record show,
exactly.
I would be getting my butt chewed out.
But I'm asking, because I am a 32B, and I feel like I would not be able to get a job there, correct?
You'd have to wear a push-up or something.
I think you'd be okay. I am a 32C, but the way that their shirts are, when they pull them out of the box, they look like it's a 2T toddler shirt, but they stretch.
Gotcha. That's the trick.
On and they push your boobs up for you.
Okay. So you don't necessarily have to be a certain size as long as you got a good push-up bra.
Right.
Okay.
You just have to be generally an attractive girl. You know, you can't be flabby, as bad as that sounds.
Sure.
And you have to know how to do your makeup and that sort of stuff. Send them to headquarters.
I've never seen a girl at Hooters, like when I went there when I was younger. I don't go there now, but when I was like, you know, college age and 21, 22, you never saw any girl that was overweight at all. She had to look like, quote unquote, hot. So it sounds like they definitely have a criteria to be there.
Don't you find that demeaning at all?
Yeah, but at the same time, when you sign up to work there, you sort of know that that's the brand. So,
Do you feel like this article is accurate? Did you feel like most of your customers were not millennials, that they were the older people?
No, I think a lot of millennials are not going, but I don't think it's because millennials aren't into boobs.
I think there's been
a change in perception for different things like Hooters, because as a Hooters girl, I was basically told, you know, you can't put that on your resume, you can't talk about that, blah, 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 once I joined the professional world. And there's just sort of been a shift in perception. Like, if you are going to Hooters, people are like, oh, you just want to pay to look at boobs, blah, blah, blah. And people are shamed from not going.
I think you're right about that part right there on both ends, because I think if they look at that, they're like, oh, Cecilia, she worked at Hooters. Oh, okay. And like, they don't even get to know what your actual qualifications are and what you do. And as a guy, if I go there, it's like, oh, Joe's a perv. He doesn't want wings. He wants to go look at a girl's boobs and butt.
Exactly. And the original goal of Hooters for the girls was a way for, you know, cute all-American girls to work and put themselves through college and, you know, do that on the side, and it provided entertainment for the customers. Technically, I was called, even though I was a waitress, I was called an entertainer. And part of my job was to hula hoop and dance and, you know, make the time fun for the customers.
Yeah, anything that'll shake your boobs.
Yeah, so I have a question.
Hey, it's time to jump rope, everybody.
I have a question. So you said that girls generally there who work there can't be flabby or thicker. Wouldn't you said that people aren't going there anymore because they're slut shaming. Well, wouldn't you call that fat shaming if bigger girls can't work there or girls that are deemed flabby can't work there?
Well, they can work there. They just can't be the Hooters girl entertainer.
Yeah, you got to be back in the kitchen
making
the food.
I just can't.
Or the janitor, maybe.
Or you can be a hostess.
But that's the brand, Liv. That's just the brand.
It's not but that's what it is. Yeah,
I know. But then you have to, I just can't. I don't see the difference between her being like, well, people aren't going because people slut shame the people that work there, which, no, I don't agree with slut shaming at all. But then at the same time, what's the difference between shaming is shaming. If you're doing it because something is slutty,
but you
if
understand,
you're doing
it's like a visual image. They want like everything sexual now, unfortunately. Like if you had me compared to a really attractive other guy, you would use that attractive guy for a branding campaign compared to me, which is chubby and a beard. That maybe I'm the more qualified person, but they look better. That's what they're going to go with.
I think that it is demeaning. That's what I think. And I think that it makes sense that people. An executive wouldn't want that on a resume because that's saying that you're willing to expose your body and you're willing to be brought down to a object just to make some money.
I think people are making too big of a deal out of it. It's like, let's just go there and have some beer and some wings.
You know what I think?
There's going to be pervy old guys for sure, but who cares?
Well, that's what I think. If you want to work there, work there. But then don't complain when people are like, oh, people are slut shaming.
Well, they are, though. That's not fair to her. Cecilia, you're not a slut.
Thank you.
No, and I'm 100% not calling you a slut. I don't think the word slut is good, but I do think that, I mean, you are wearing a push-up bra. You are. There is shaming going around. I don't know.
317.
I mean, but go ahead. I've seen your Instagram, Liv, and you wear push-up bras and, you know, skimpy clothes too.
I actually do not wear push-up bras. And also, I don't think
you don't have to brag. You've got Miss B cup to the right.
I'm sorry, but I don't wear a push-up bra.
You know what? I'm getting itty-bitty, you know what, committee shame right now.
Do I brag to you, Alex,
how big
my man boobs are?
Yeah, and Joe's bigger than me too. So
but
you know what? Thanks, guys.
But I don't brag.
I don't think that a girl should be judged based on what she is wearing. I don't think that makes her a slut or not a slut.
317-239-1009. The question we're asking, are millennials, are you over Hooters? And if so, why? Cecilia, thank you so much for calling in and hearing from you. I appreciate that. Do you have any photos of you working at Hooters?
Yeah.
Joe and Alex, send us a DM, okay? If you got boobies and you want to show them off, we're at a restaurant, If you like chicken wings and looking at boobies, say restaurant.
Restaurant.
If you like to. Okay, I got nothing else.
That was good.
I wish I could order at a restaurant. They tried to make me a cook. I was like, no. People are into man boobs. Let's talk to Mara. Is it Mara?
Yes.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for being part of the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about this thing with millennials and Hooters? They're saying that it's losing business because millennials aren't into boobies anymore. They like the booty. And just in general.
Is that why they're losing business? Is because millennials are more into butts or is there a different reason?
Well, I'm considered millennial, but I'm really I'm 83, so technically.
You're 83? Yeah, how can you be a millennial if you're 83 years old? You're a liar.
No, I know, right? No. I was born in 83, so they consider me a millennial. I kind of argue with it every once in a while, but so I actually, my pregnancy with my daughter, all I craved was Hooters Hot Wings. So we were there like every week.
Oh, wow.
And then And then my daughter, you know, for her sixth birthday, she's like, I want to go to that place with the orange balloons and the hula hoops.
You're kidding.
It's really nice. They're family friendly. Yeah. So that's where she wanted to go. That's where she spent her sixth birthday.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Wow. I don't really know what to say about that.
Did you get a little Hooters outfit, too?
No, we didn't get her Hooters outfit, but you know,
what's your daughter's name? Is it Chastity?
No, right? No, it's
wait, okay. What does that mean? What does that mean? So you feel totally
Bambi cupcake? No.
So you don't understand why millennials aren't wanting to go? Is that what I'm hearing? You don't get it?
Yeah,
you love it?
But the thing is like I don't think it's more. And well, I've been there when other families with other kids have been there. So I don't. I think it's the people that are like okay with like. Not like our family is very open and open-minded about everything, so it's like I don't go there to show them that they're in tight clothes. They think they have really good chicken wings and orange balloons that they pass out, so like they're happy.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know anyone under like 50 years old that ever goes to a restaurant. I don't know anyone my age, none of my guy friends, who does it.
The only time I went recently is like with coworkers, like hey, let's go grab some wings, but I have no problem going there. But I kind of think, as a millennial, a lot of people may not be going either.
I don't think because you dress like that, that makes you a slut. I don't believe
it,
that.
It doesn't.
But I think that it's putting an importance and a weight and glorifying a certain person. It's glorifying a girl that looks a certain way. And it doesn't let anyone who's outside of that tiny box work there. And that's what I don't agree with.
But that's just one place, though.
I 100% agree with that. But I also am teaching my kids not to sexualize. So,
well,
like,
good for
they
you.
Don't go there and see boobs. They go there and see really nice people that interact with them. They're not... They don't go
right,
there and be
but
like,
Maura, call us back when you have a teenage boy. Let me know if he doesn't see boobs.
I know,
then.
I have older. Yeah, as my oldest son, as he got older, he got a little bit more embarrassed to be there. But, you know, we're like, we're just here for the wings, yo. Like, seriously.
Well, I've got my own theory on why millennials aren't going to Hooters anymore.
Why do you think millennials aren't going to Hooters anymore?
Probably has to do with everybody dressing like it's 1982 and they're all in the Breakfast Club and pretty in pink. Can we get some new outfits? Those shoes and those socks are hideous.
The tights? Like, I don't really fully understand the tights.
It's the outfits. That's why I don't want to go. I'm like, what are you wearing? It bothers me every time.
Max, do you think this is shaming? Like some people have said this morning, and that's why millennials aren't going to Hooters anymore?
Yeah, you know, I don't really think it's shaming because nobody's forcing anybody to work anywhere. Like, you made that decision yourself. But as far as other people going to look, I think it's kind of, you know, a little bit disrespectful in a way. I think that's what's different in millennials, because that's what I am.
I just think it's a stale concept.
Yeah, and I agree. I think it's a stale concept, and I think that the world today and millennials are way over just thinking that there's one sort of standard of beauty. Also, I think the Kardashians made the ass like a phenomenal.
You're right.
Well,
you're right.
I'm never going to be into booty more than I am boobs. But to be fair, though, I think millennials.
He twists my salad like his name, Romaine.
I mean, all we do now.
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. Every single one of my guy friends is way, way, way more into ass than they are boobs.
Every single ex-boyfriend of mine and the Egyptian, but all of them are boob guys, butt guys, not boob guys.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, all of my ex-boyfriends, ass guys.
I can't, because when I think of a butt, I just think, you know, what a...
Because you're 6 years old.
No, I'm not. Your boobs don't do that. Your boobs do not do that. Let us know if you could not get through in this conversation. Joan Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and on her Facebook. Like it. It's Radio Now 100.9.